So again, in terms of what you might do today, what about ixazomib instead of bortezomib in this situation?
It's a great question. And Ixa is a very well-tolerated proteasome inhibitor in my experience. And orally once a week, it's for an older, frailer patient. It's an excellent combination. I personally, in someone like this particular patient, given her high light chain burden, extensive bone disease, and relatively clinically high risk features, would be probably sticking with bortezomib at this stage because, frankly, administering it subcutaneously, giving intravenous hydration with it, the use of a proactive approach neuropathy, I've found that it's a very manageable approach to this and very effective. I think the challenge for me with ixazomib is the once a week schedule is exquisitely well tolerated. But the activity of the once a week schedule has been an area in my own mind where I've always felt that, I've always been particularly impressed that the twice a week schedule is very active too, in fact, arguably more so. And so certainly when we did our phase two experience with ixazomib up front, it was on a twice a week experience. And on the once a week experience, we were very pleased, but twice a week was also very active. So I would weigh that. If I was going to consider ixazomib in this patient now, I would think about twice a week versus weekly, and I would pursue that accordingly. I would stress in her case, she had no significant cardiovascular risk factors. So I would also think, of course, about cofilsimib.